Good morning, everyone. It is day 5. And today is simply titled Sonship. I call your spirit to attention. Listen with your spirit to the word of God for you. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Romans 8:14-18. Restful one, the spirit of your father gives witness that you are his son and are led by his spirit. I bless you, restful one, with the spirit of sonship and the mindset of sonship. I bless you with embracing problems with the confidence that God is in them to give you grace to solve them and to overcome. I bless you with deep heart identity as God's very own child, securely loved in his family, calling him Abba, dear Father. I bless you with the spirit of sonship that does not make you a slave to fear, because you know Abba is with you. I bless you with the settled assurance that he has a future and a hope for you, that he has written your days in his book with love for your best interests and his ultimate glory. I bless you with being filled with the deep knowledge that your Abba knows what you need and has all the resources of the universe to meet that need. Listen again, restful one, with your spirit to the word of God for you. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. I bless you with the ears to hear the testimony of the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. I bless you with delighting in obedience in the fear of the Lord. I bless you with the Spirit of God at home in you, so that you will not judge by what you see with your eyes, mere appearance or false evidence, or decide by what you hear with your ears, or by deceptive conclusions. I bless you with being tuned into God with eyes for seeing and ears for listening according to his Spirit. I bless you with being led by the fullness of the Spirit of truth to call forth God's truth, spiritual discernment to see things as he sees them in the spirit realm. Listen again with your spirit to the word of God for you. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we shared in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory, I bless you with deep knowledge that you are an heir with your brother Jesus to all the treasuries of your father. I bless you with confidence that you have the riches of your father and that you lack nothing that you need emotionally, physically, practically, mentally, spiritually, in any way. I bless you with embracing the fellowship of the suffering of Jesus so that you will be blessed with sharing his glory. I bless you with realizing the glory that you have and embracing the glory that you are. Listen again, restful one, with your spirit to a word of God for you. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. I bless you with the sure understanding that his ways are not our ways, and he wants to have his way for your good and his glory. I bless you with pressing forward to see the glory that he is revealing. I bless you as you listen every day as the Lord gives you the tongue of one being taught, an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary, Isaiah 54. I bless you with the beauty, satisfaction, and fulfillment of your Father, wakening your ears morning by morning, opening your ears to be taught by Him. And I bless you with presenting to Him a heart that does not rebel or shrink away from what He puts before you day by day. I bless you with hunger for His glory every day as you search Him out in His Word and watch and listen every day at the doorpost of the counsel of His wisdom. I bless you with the glimpses of His glory revealed to you. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, there are some things in Scripture that, as a historical note, and especially in Western culture and in a modern age, even culturally speaking, that we have no context for. There was an inherent understanding of what sonship meant, especially when it came to the very strict rules of how power and wealth was to be distributed to the firstborn. There was an understanding of lordship and having lords and hierarchies, or what a king meant. To be a Lord of Lords and a King of Kings. Lord, I pray that you would today help us to understand, not with our ears and our mental assent of what it is to be a son. And not a son as a male specific term, but a son in the understanding of the writers, the Holy Spirit, but the actual people that put the pen to paper of what it is to be a firstborn son in that time. All the rights and privileges. I'm going to butcher this, but there's another scripture that talks about that even the heir is put under the tutelage of a servant. And though he is to be the heir, legitimate person, that at that time he is almost as a slave and put under the tutelage of slaves. And in that those times, there was a place where they had servants that knew the father, whose job was to raise these children up, this son, up into the place to be just like his father. And that at the time, I believe, of 30 years old, there was a ceremony that came, and I don't remember if there was a ring exchange or not, but this just culturally speaking. And then there was a time when the father would bring his son before all of his business partners and all the people that he knew, and he said, "This is my son, and when he speaks, it is as if I spoke." Now, there's different ideas about whether it's the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, or what have you, but there's an idea of us being brought up in that same fashion to be just like our father. You know, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. When he speaks, it's as if I speak." Lord, I pray that we could come to a place where we so embody your son. We so embody our father that it could be said of us. That we'd be about our father's business. That when we would speak, it'd be as if you yourself were speaking. That when we sign our signature, it is if it is your signature. That the ring that is on your hand to be the ring that is on ours. But as I believe it mentions in here, Lord, there is a place within us that we, in our own thinking about who you are, but even in this instance, who we see ourselves to be, that needs to change. Lord, I pray that you would expand our capacity, our imaginings, to encapsulate more of the magnitude of all that's been done on our behalf and all that is available to us, all of whom you are, and all of that in the mystery of which can be contained within us, and that we are in you and you are in us, and somehow together there is a mystery of a unity of one being. Just as you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are one person, so we are body, soul, and spirit, one being. And together with you, we are another brand new thing. That we are a new creation. That we are aliens to this world. And I was walking this morning, and I kept hearing that phrase, to be in the world, but not of the world. I pray, Lord, today that there be elevated ways of thinking, new ways of understanding, things to open up around people today that would cause them to realize their position in you, your position, you're seated in heavenly places. And even, Lord, all that is going around them in the spirit. One of my favorite scriptures, Lord, was when Elisha, some say, called Elisha, and his servant were surrounded by an army. And his servant was freaking out, and he said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And he opened his eyes, and the hills were full of chariots of fire and angels. There's a mystery that is hidden for us, around us, about all that is around. And as somebody has rightly said, that when Satan fell and he took a third of his angels, that meant there were two-thirds left. And that there are more with us than are against us. There's so much conspired in our favor, Lord. Forgive us for any small-mindedness and thinking that we may carry. Move away any obstacles and strongholds in our minds that may keep us from being able to really connect with the fullness of who you are, where we are. And I firmly believe, Lord, that there are things that have been sealed up that are only just now being released in a way that will cause things and truths in the Bible to be heard in a way that they have not been heard, but also that have never been said. And that, Lord, that most of all, Lord, that there be something spoken over each and every person here today that will cause them to turn and have a shift in their understanding of who they are and their paternity in eternity. We bless you and love you in Jesus' name.